8.4. 8B. Listening.
Usually, when it snows in Atlanta, the temperature hovers around freezing and nothing much ever happens because the snow falls, but then the temperature goes up and everything melts and that's the end of it. But this time, oh my word, I mean, it started snowing at about noon and immediately, really quickly, the temperature dropped to -4, which is very unusual. I was in my office, which is up on the 51st floor, and I was getting kind of worried, and I looked out on the streets and saw that nothing and no one was moving in any direction. And I live in a suburb in Marietta, about 25 miles from the office in downtown Atlanta. So anyway, at 5:30, two of my coworkers who live near me, told me to hurry up and ride with them. So off we went. 8 hours later, we had literally gone 3 miles, just 3 miles. And all along the side of the freeway, people had parked because they were either too tired to go any further or they had run out of gas. Several times, we actually moved out of our lane only to find that what had stopped the car in front of us from moving was that the driver had fallen asleep at the wheel. I honestly didn't think we'd ever get home. I mean, if we'd only gone 3 miles in 8 hours, we might not be home for 3 days. Anyway, as the night wore on, I saw more and more people walking along the side of the freeway, and some of them were in high heels and thin jackets, and by this time it was, gosh, about -9. I have no idea where they were going, because they were miles from anywhere. Around 5:30 in the morning, like 12 hours after we'd left, we made it to the top of a hill, and all the way up the hill, there were cars slipping and sliding and huge trucks parked 4 or 5 parallel with the driver sleeping and people parked who were out of gas. It was just a thin stream of cars that was able to make it to the top of the hill, somehow sort of managing to get around all the cars that were slipping and sliding and crashing into each other. So fortunately, we made it through, but we were going incredibly slowly. And then, to our absolute amazement, the traffic thinned out, and we were able to move a bit quicker. But we still had a problem. We were able to move, but we were on a thick sheet of ice, so every vehicle on the road was a potential weapon to all the others. We had to keep our fingers crossed and drive slowly and hope no one would hit us. This continued for about 12 miles, at which point we had to go up a long hill at our exit. We had learned that hills were what did everybody in, what made them either crash or give up. And at our exit, there were wrecks and empty cars and trucks everywhere, but we made it through and turned onto the road that leads to my house. It was just weird, really spooky, driving along that road for 4 miles at 6:45 in the morning without seeing a car or a person in any direction. I told the people I was with to drop me off on the main road because where I live is very hilly, and I knew if they tried to get near the house, they'd never get away, so they let me out. But all I had on my feet was a pair of flat shoes, and I fell over 7 times in quick succession until I realized that if I wanted to stop falling, I would have to walk the mile to my house in the deeper snow on the side of the road. So up and down all those hills in my thin flat shoes, I trudged through the snow, and when I got near our house, I had to sit and slide down the hill. That was the only way I could get down there. I tell you, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. So finally, I stumbled in the door just as the sun was coming up at 7:30 in the morning. So it had taken me 14 hours. It really was something I'll never forget as long as I live.